Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at outcomes, indicators, and a risk classification system for spinal manipulation under anesthesia. And finally, a story about the Nebraska Supreme Court ruling on chiropractic copayment complaints. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 626, recorded March 16th. 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Over a period of decades, chiropractors have utilized spinal manipulation under anesthesia, SMUA, to treat chronic back and neck pain. As an advanced form of manual therapy, spinal manipulation under anesthesia is reserved for the patient whose condition has proven refractory to office-based manipulation and other modes of conservative care. Historically, the protocols and guidelines put forth by chiropractic MUA proponents have served as the clinical compass for directing MUA practice. This review considers risk and unfavorable outcome indicators in therapeutic decision-making for spinal manipulation under anesthesia. A new risk classification system is proposed that identifies patient safety and quality of care interests for a procedure that remains without higher-level research evidence. A scale which categorizes risk and outcome potential for spinal manipulation under anesthesia is offered for the chiropractic clinician, which aims to elevate the standard of care and improve patient selection through the incorporation of specific indices from existing medical literature. Congratulations to Drs. John L. Cerf and Daniel S. Bowerman on this important study. This study was published in biomedcentral.com. Surf to our show notes for links. Health insurance policyholders brought a declaratory judgment action to determine whether a statute allows insurance policies to impose higher copayments on policyholders when they obtain a covered service from a chiropractor rather than from a medical doctor. The district court concluded that it does. Currently, health insurance policies in Nebraska are permitted to charge a policyholder a higher copayment if covered services are obtained from a chiropractor rather than from a medical doctor. The district court overruled the motion for summary judgment and dismissed policyholders' complaints. The court explained that the legislature could have imposed equal copayment requirements if it wished to do so, and the court identified other statutes where the legislature expressly invoked, quote, copayments and other cost-sharing restrictions, end quote. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Leaders are anticipatory thinkers. They consider all consequences of their behaviors before they act. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.